Hello, and welcome to a GameSlave podcast supplement for Nandesukan 2010. I'm Proteus. And what we have for you today is a few short interviews with some con participants. The first group was cosplaying as the characters from Professor Layton, and we just asked them a little bit about their con experiences. Hope you enjoy!
I'm with GameSlave.com. Do you mind answering a few questions?
Sure.
How long have you all been coming to the convention here? It's my third year.
Second.
And what first brought you to the con?
Just, I don't know, the chance to be a nerd.
Pretty much the same. A friend of mine was coming here and I thought I'd tag along. Cool. So what keeps you coming back?
It's fun.
Really nice people, a lot of good panels, great costumes. There's a jar of bleach labeled bleach. That's entertaining. Is there a particular panel that you try and get back to every year?
I like the cosplay contest the most.
Yeah, same. Cosplay contest.
Cool, thanks.
You're welcome.
This second group was dressed up in various sort of steampunk outfits. We talked to them a little bit about their craft and what they were doing. They tried to get us involved as well, so maybe we'll see. But they do talk about they have a Facebook group set up for local Coloradans who are interested in steampunk, so you should check that out. Unfortunately, the audio quality on this was a bit bad because there was a lot of other people around at the time. So we learned a little bit today. Don't interview people in the middle of a crowd, unless you have a little bit better microphone than I had at the time. But I hope you enjoy anyways.
Do you guys mind talking a little bit?
No, not at all.
Are you guys all a group, or do you just meet here and happen to all be steampunking together, or what?
Well, actually, we're really on the steampunk weekend, it's a theme, but I think we kind of found it by accident. Facebook, Colorado, steampunk.
Cool.
And there's a big group. So if you guys are interested in joining, we can help you start putting your people together.
Maybe. I'm not big on making costumes. I'm not skilled in that way.
All of us are fine. We're all found artists. You guys made your weapons, right?
Well, no, I purchased this weapon.
Nice.
This one, and then I converted. This was handmade.
Nice.
But the outfits are mostly just, you just find something.
Found pieces.
Right. And throw them together.
Uh-huh.
And,
cool.
For this, mostly, to me, it seems like I always use more things. More supposed to be actually a headband that you wear over your head, around your head. You didn't have one, but I thought it would be good to cover up my, because I don't like wearing ties.
And my undershirt kind of shows if I don't put it on.
Nice.
So it fits well for that.
So where did you get your goggles, or did you make them?
No, my goggles are actually from a costume store called God's Costume in Aurora.
Because that's like the one piece you're missing.
Yes. And actually, it's really funny, is these goggles are, like, I kind of have a round shape, and they're even too big for me. So I always wear them in random places, and it looks better than actually wearing it on my face. Goggles brings kind of Mad Max element to the whole thing, and the hat I found with the scarf.
I'm kind of going for a steampunk sniper.
I love it. Yeah, my pistol's a water gun.
Thank y'all.
Fun stuff, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I hope you join the crew. See you next time.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, take care. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for listening to this GameSave Supplemental Podcast. This is Proteus, and until next time, game on!